Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into The Confidence Game by Maria Konnikova, a gripping exploration of the psychology behind con artists and their schemes. Published in 2016, this book unveils the mechanisms by which swindlers exploit human nature's vulnerabilities, illustrating why people are inclined to believe unlikely stories and overlook glaring evidence against their trust. Through her insightful analysis, Konnikova, who holds a PhD in psychology and is a celebrated writer for The New Yorker, sheds light on how our innate trust and optimism can become our greatest weakness in the hands of a skilled con artist. The Confidence Game is not just a narrative about deception. It is a journey into understanding the depths of human psychology and the inherent flaws that make us susceptible to tricks and manipulation. It is a must-read for anyone fascinated by the intricacies of human behavior, including those who think they are immune to being conned, individuals curious about the art of deception, and students dedicated to studying human nature. Konnikova's background in psychology and her astute observations make this book a compelling read that combines real-life stories with psychological theories, providing readers with a profound understanding of why con games are so effective and how to recognize the signs of a scam in progress. Join us as we unravel the secrets of The Confidence Game, a remarkable exploration of the human psyche and the con artists who manipulate it for their gain. Whether you're an aspiring psychologist, someone intrigued by the darker facets of human interaction, or simply seeking to arm yourself against the confidence tricksters of the world, this episode is for you. The Confidence Game: Why We Fall For It Every Time. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of the master con. Artist. Have you ever marveled at the news of a major fraud and assured yourself you'd never be such an easy mark? Think again. That's probably what the victims of history's most cunning con artists believed right before they were relieved of their fortunes. The truth is, a skilled scammer might just pinpoint your vulnerabilities within minutes. This narrative dives deep into the craft of the con artist, laying bare the blueprint from initial target selection to the final act of erasing their tracks. Whether you're looking to shield yourself from the wiles of deception, or perhaps harbor a secret curiosity about joining the ranks of these illusionists, there's wisdom here for you. As our tale unfolds, you'll discover the surprising reasons why not knowing every thought of your significant other is a blessing in disguise. The story of a young trickster who convinced people across the United States to willingly send him money, and how a wave of optimism transformed a celebrated academic into a gullible victim, and subsequently, an offender. Embark on this journey not just as a lesson in skepticism, but as an exploration of human psychology, manipulation, and the fine line between trust and gullibility. This is your guide to understanding the dark art of the confidence game. Part 1. Discovering a person's weakness, the con artist's craft. Imagine you're sipping coffee in a bustling cafe, your eyes wander, and you start to piece together the lives of the strangers around you. That man with unkempt hair in the corner, maybe he's a renowned painter deep in thought. It's a pastime many of us relish. Yet, paradoxically, we often shy away from delving too deep into the lives of others. What if I told you that this reluctance to probe might actually be protecting your happiness? Consider a fascinating experiment by psychologist Jeffrey Simpson. He had married couples watch videos of each other discussing disagreements. They noted their feelings and what they suspected their partner felt. Surprisingly, those who misread their partner's emotions often reported higher satisfaction in their marriage than those who were more perceptive. It seems that maintaining a bit of emotional distance could help preserve the mystery and allure in our relationships. This is where the worlds of love and deception diverge dramatically. For a con artist, the ability to peer deeply into someone's psyche is not just a tool, It's their trade's lifeblood. Understanding someone, detecting a vulnerability or a hidden desire, is akin to finding an open window in a locked house. Take Deborah Saulfield, a woman who, in the grip of personal turmoil, sought the insight of a clairvoyant. Before Deborah could even voice her woes, the psychic had already read the distress in her body language. This wasn't a lucky guess. It was a studied analysis. The result? Deborah was persuaded to part with a staggering $27,000. This interaction wasn't just a transaction. It was a calculated manipulation, leveraging an intimate understanding of human vulnerability. Yet, the art of the con doesn't stop at finding the soft spots in our armor. The real magic lies in what comes next, securing trust. Trust, as we will explore, is the foundation upon which every successful con is built. Part 2, The Charmer's Playbook, Building Trust to Deceive. Picture this: someone walks into a room and within minutes, they're everyone's favorite person. They radiate a kind of magnetic charm that's hard to resist. But what if I told you that this charm, as alluring as it is, could be the precursor to deceit? This spellbinding charisma isn't just the hallmark of inspirational leaders, but also the weapon of choice for the consummate con artist. Their mastery lies not just in understanding human psychology, but in wielding it to fabricate a cloak of trustworthiness and kinship. Consider Joan's story, as recounted by the author. Joan was swept off her feet by Greg, a man whose sweetness and attentiveness knew no bounds. He renovated her kitchen, looked after her grandmother, and showered her with love. Yet, beneath this veneer of perfection was a web of lies. Greg was an illusionist, crafting a fictional persona that, when scrutinized, crumbled, to reveal a fabric of deception. He didn't work at the lab he claimed employment with, and his educational and personal background was entirely fabricated. Joan's tale is a sobering reminder of the old adage, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. But how exactly do con artists like Greg build such convincing facades of trust? A key strategy is the manipulation of similarity. Human beings are wired to trust those who resemble us, be it in appearance, behavior, or values. This psychological principle was highlighted in a study by psychologist Lisa De Bruin. When participants in an experiment were paired with virtual teammates whose photos were subtly altered to resemble them, cooperation rates soared. Con artists exploit this innate bias by mirroring their victims' body language, mimicking their speech patterns, and feigning shared experiences or values. Through these cunning acts of imitation, con artists craft an illusion of kinship, gently lowering the guard of their victims. The stage is set, trust is established, and the trap is ready to be sprung. What follows is the meticulous execution of their scheme, where the con artist leverages this trust to their advantage. Part 3, The Art of the Ask, How Con Artists Weave Their Web. Imagine walking down the street only to be approached by a spirited individual championing a noble cause, perhaps something along the lines of environmental protection or human rights. Your first instinct might be to avert your gaze and quicken your pace, knowing full well the difficulty of saying no once you've engaged. This human tendency to gradually commit to increasingly larger requests, once a smaller favor has been granted, is well understood not just by street fundraisers but by con artists as well. This psychological maneuver is known as the foot-in-the-door technique, a favorite in the con artist's playbook. A study conducted at Stanford University in 1966 illustrated this beautifully. Researchers discovered that stay-at-home mothers were significantly more likely to consent to a lengthy 2-hour survey in their homes if they had previously agreed to a brief telephone questionnaire. Now let's time travel back to 1900, where a peculiar newspaper ad promised friendship from a Nigerian prince named Bill Morrison in exchange for pen pals. Those who responded found themselves embroiled in a scheme that promised precious gems for the small price of $4. The prince, later unveiled as a 14-year-old American boy, never delivered the promised treasures. This tale underscores the ease with which a simple initial engagement can evolve into a more consequential request. Con artists also employ another cunning strategy, escalating their gambit by initially presenting an extravagant request, only to follow it with a significantly smaller one. A case in point involved Lady Worcester of England, who, during the 1990s, was organizing a charity auction for ethical pig farming. A self-proclaimed nobleman sought to entangle her by extending an extravagant invitation to Monaco, which she declined. However, when he later participated in her auction with a seemingly modest $4,000 bid for a bronze pig sculpture, she felt compelled to accept, fearing the impropriety of rejecting him twice. As anticipated, the check bounced. Such incidents illuminate the sophisticated techniques con artists deploy to ensnare their victims. By understanding these maneuvers, the gradual escalation of commitment, and the juxtaposition of outlandish asks with seemingly reasonable ones, we gain insight into the con artist's craft of manipulation and deceit. Part 4: The Illusion of Exceptionalism, How Con Artists Prey on Vanity. Have you ever chuckled at the sight of someone sporting a less than convincing hairpiece, all while exuding an air of unwarranted confidence? It's a common enough scene, people wearing their illusions of grandeur not on their sleeves, but quite literally on their heads. This discrepancy between how we see ourselves and how the world sees us is not just fodder for mild amusement. It's a chink in our psychological armor that con artists exploit with merciless precision. The vulnerability arises not just from our vanity, but from a profound detachment from reality, where we become mesmerized by an idealized version of ourselves, a version that is smarter, more attractive, and more charismatic. Take the tale from 2012 of a distinguished 68-year-old professor who was beguiled online by a woman claiming to be a stunning Czech model. Despite never having met or even spoken to her, he was convinced to meet her in Bolivia. Upon arrival, he was swept into a convoluted plot involving an emergency photo shoot in Brussels, a forgotten bag, and an eventual rendezvous in Belgium. Yet, upon reaching Buenos Aires, the professor found himself arrested with 2 kilograms of cocaine in the bag he was asked to retrieve. The situation was an elaborate ruse, but his inflated self-view blinded him to the glaring red flags. This susceptibility to deception isn't limited to individuals. Thierry Tilly, an infamous con artist, managed to deceive every member of an aristocratic French family by flattery and fear. By playing into their pride and sense of superiority, he convinced them that they were targets of an elaborate conspiracy involving Freemasons and Jews. His solution was simple yet devastating. To protect their vast and entirely fictional fortune, they must transfer all their assets to him. And they did, all because they believed themselves to be of such importance that they were at the center of an international intrigue. These stories illustrate the dark side of our need to feel exceptional and above average. Con artists, with their keen understanding of human psychology, craft scenarios that feed into our fantasies of being more significant, more attractive, and more intelligent than we perhaps are. They wield this understanding not as a scalpel but as a bludgeon, exploiting our vanity and disconnect from reality to lead us into their meticulously laid traps. Part 5: The Mirage of Success, How Con Artists Exploit Optimism. At the heart of every bustling casino is a tantalizing dream of hitting it big, again and again, despite the odds. Have you ever noticed that initial win that convinces gamblers the elusive jackpot is just around the corner? This is the power of the illusion of success, a phenomenon con artists manipulate with unnerving expertise. Consider the tale of William Miller from 1889, who enticed friends and acquaintances to invest in his foolproof trading business. With promises of a weekly return of 10%, thanks to supposedly insider knowledge, Miller's scheme was irresistible. As word spread, the queue of eager investors grew, each one chasing the mirage of guaranteed wealth. Yet, in reality, Miller's enterprise was a house of cards, paying previous investors with the fresh influx of funds from new ones. But what compels us to chase after such illusions, even when our better judgment warns us against it? It boils down to an innate human trait, optimism. We are predisposed to expect the best possible outcome for ourselves, often ignoring the red flags that signal danger. A 1990 study illuminated this bias, finding that college students consistently overestimated their future happiness, academic success, and relationship satisfaction by substantial margins. This optimism, this yearning for things to turn out in our favor, makes us prime targets for con artists' illusory promises. One might wonder how such an optimistic bias could cloud the judgment of professionals in their own fields. Consider the case of Anne Friedman, an art gallery owner, who stumbled upon the opportunity of a lifetime. Presented with a trove of unknown masterpieces by the likes of Rothko, courtesy of an obscure art dealer named Glafira Rosales, Friedman was overtaken by the prospect of discovering artistic gold. Despite Rosales' refusal to disclose the origin of these artworks, Friedman, hooked by the allure of success, chose to believe in their authenticity. The conclusion, as tragic as it is predictable, saw Friedman's optimism shattered by the revelation that the artworks were nothing more than sophisticated forgeries. These stories serve as a cautionary reminder that our innate optimism, while a source of hope and perseverance, can also blind us to reality, making us vulnerable to those who craft convincing illusions of success. Part 6: Belief versus Reality, A Trickster's Playground. Have you ever tried to change the mind of someone entrenched in their beliefs? Whether it's dispelling a racist ideology or debunking conspiracy theories, the challenge is often monumental. This obstinate clinging to one's beliefs, even when confronted with compelling evidence to the contrary, is a fertile ground for con artists. The phenomenon is rooted in the concept of cognitive dissonance, introduced by psychologist Leon Festinger in 1957. It describes the mental discomfort that arises from holding two conflicting beliefs simultaneously. This discomfort is so intense that humans are prone to alter their perception of reality to keep their belief system intact. Festinger's theory was illustrated through his studies of a doomsday cult convinced of an impending apocalypse, which, they believed, could only be survived by boarding an alien spacecraft. When the predicted date came and went without incident, instead of acknowledging their error, the cult members concluded that their fervent prayers had averted the catastrophe. This twist of logic is a classic example of cognitive dissonance at work. Such mental gymnastics are not just confined to the extremes of cult beliefs, but play directly into the hands of con artists. Once they've secured our trust, we are remarkably adept at dismissing any evidence that might undermine that trust. Consider the tale of James Norfleet, a rancher in 1919, who found himself embroiled in a sophisticated con operation. His entanglement began innocently enough, with a chance encounter at a hotel and a seemingly misplaced wallet filled with cash and a Masonic membership card, carefully orchestrated to engender trust. This meticulously crafted introduction led Norfleet to invest in non-existent stocks, lured by the illusion of staggering profits. Even when the scheme escalated to the absurd, with demands for more money to bribe a stock exchange secretary, Norfleet's belief in the legitimacy of his profits overrode all skepticism. This reluctance to revise our beliefs, even in the face of contradicting experiences, underscores not only the psychological prowess of con artists, but also our own vulnerabilities. It reveals a remarkable human anomaly. The capacity to hold on to our convictions even as reality tells a starkly different tale. Part 7: Reputation, the Con Artist's Shield. Imagine achieving a significant milestone in your career, only to face a dilemma that threatens the very foundation of your success. Picture a scenario where a minor oversight, potentially career damaging, is discovered. When offered a clandestine fix that secures both your reputation and the ambition of the discoverer, the temptation to protect one's name might prove irresistible. This is because in our societal fabric, reputation is a prized asset, intertwined deeply with our identity and social standing. A fascinating glimpse into the human psyche, presented by psychologist Robin Dunbar in 1997, reveals that a staggering 65% of our conversations are essentially gossip. We're fixated on behavior, ours and that of others, highlighting the paramount importance of reputation in our daily lives. Echoing this sentiment, Nobel laureate Eleanor Ostrom found that trust, a direct beneficiary of a positive reputation, is pivotal for effective collaboration among people. Given our collective obsession with reputation and the dread of being branded as foolish, it's no surprise that con artists find fertile ground for their schemes within this aspect of human nature. Take, for example, the audacious con of 1915, steeped in historical intrigue and royal scandal. A tale was spun about Sir Francis Drake and Queen Elizabeth producing an illegitimate heir, whose modern-day descendant was supposedly embroiled in a legal battle to reclaim treasure wrongfully seized by the British state. Greed, coupled with the mystique of royalty and hidden treasure, led 70,000 individuals to invest in this fantastical legal effort. Yet when the curtain fell on this elaborate performance, revealing the entire saga as a fabrication, not a single investor stepped forward to report the fraud. The reason? A collective fear of public embarrassment and the stigma of gullibility. Their silence was not a testament to the con artist's persuasive skill, but rather an illustration of how deeply we value our reputation and the lengths to which we'll go to preserve it, even in the face of a blatant deception. This habit of ours, to fiercely guard our reputation even at the expense of justice or truth, offers con artists a unique form of protection. As we navigate the complex dance of social perception, con artists move shadow-like, exploiting our reluctance to admit folly, ensuring their continued freedom to deceive. Final summary. The essence of this exploration reveals a stark truth. No one is immune to the machinations of con artists. Throughout our lives, we are likely to encounter these master manipulators, often without even recognizing their influence. These individuals possess an uncanny ability to peer into the soul, identify vulnerabilities, and craft elaborate schemes designed to exploit these weaknesses to their advantage. It's a chilling realization that our flaws, often hidden from the world and sometimes from ourselves, serve as beacons to those skilled in the art of deception. As we journey through life, it's these very imperfections that make us all potential targets in the elaborate game of confidence, reminding us of the importance of vigilance and understanding in a world where appearances can be deceptively dangerous. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.